prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back. The new year is upon us. It's 2015. We're all optimistic about our goals and our hopes, and we have reason to be optimistic because we are part of the Superhuman Nation and we get things done here. And starting off the new year in the right form, we've got quite a few good shows planned for you this week. If you go to the program guide, you'll see them. At Superhuman Radio Network, you see the entire week at a glance, and make sure you know which shows that you want to participate in live or just download the podcast, so check that out. Today's show is going to be a really good one. We're going to start out talking with Nick Hawks. This is a new product review. We're going to be doing these new product reviews from time to time to give companies that are not necessarily sponsors of Superhuman Radio a chance to expose their products to our audience. If I think the products are deserve the exposure, we're going to be doing that. And kicking off the new year, we're going to be talking about Paleo Treats. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to talk about a new book called Training for Speed, Agility, and Quickness with Lee Brown. And then during the second hour, we're going to come back around and talk about something kind of in the vein of what we're going to be talking about with Nick Hawks, but a little bit more specific. We're going to talk about cacao. Specifically, you know, it's everywhere today. It has medicinal-like qualities, so they say. Is there a difference in quality of cacao? We're going to talk about organic versus hybrid versus genetically modified, so you'll want to make sure you stay tuned for that. But let's get started. Happy New Year, Nick Hawks. How you doing, man?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So first of all, I got to tell the audience a little bit about how I found out about your product. So my good friend Brooks Kubik, I was over his house one day. He says, you've got to take a couple of these home and check them out. And he gave me a couple of your, I'm not going to say the names yet because we'll talk about the individual products, but he gave me a couple of your products. And sure. He said, look, when you feel like having something sweet, you don't have to obsess and worry about, is this conventional sugar, which we know has residue from glyphosate, Roundup on it, or other additives and so on. And so he gives me a couple of these things, and I take them home, and Elisa and I cut into them and we eat them, and we immediately fall in love, and I reach out to you. I say, we have to have you on the show to let my audience know about this. So before we give away everything, talk about the company Paleo Treats. When did it start? Why did it start?
Sure. First of all, I'm really stoked you like them so much. That's always good to hear.
Yeah, they're awesome. They really are.
Yeah, thank you. We get that a lot, and every time I do like a tasting or anything, and I see someone pick it up and put it in their mouth, I always worry, like, man, are they still good?
Yeah.
And so far, people have really liked them. But to answer the question, so in 2009, I discovered the paleo diet. A friend of mine moved out from East Coast. He was going to buy a house in San Diego, and was going to stay with us for a couple days as he was closing on his house. It ended up, we talked him out of buying that house, and he stayed with us for 6 months, and he was hardcore into paleo. And so my wife and I are pretty flexible in the way we think about stuff, and he was really into it. And I said, oh, let's give this paleo thing a try. And Lee, my wife, has a degree in holistic health, and we've eaten many of the diets out there, you know, everything from juice fast to vegetarian, although that didn't last very long at all. And when we got to paleo and started eating this way, we're like, holy smokes, we really feel good. And we noticed all the things that that you can now kind of find out about on the internet, that better sleep and clearer thinking and no sleepiness in the afternoon, all that stuff. And then about a week or 2 weeks into it, we looked around and we're like, all right, where the heck is dessert? And there was nothing out there in 2009.
Right.
And it goes into a little bit of what I think of as affordable luxuries. And we wanted something to be out there. We wanted something ourselves that was going to be a luxury at the end of dinner that wasn't crazy. In the same sense that, you know, you've got all these things that are peak experiences that are affordable for everyone, like you take a hot shower. Anybody can get access to a hot shower, and it feels fantastic. It doesn't, you know, doesn't cost much at all. And we wanted the same thing to happen in dessert. And so out of this desire for, like, hey, I want to eat paleo because it makes me feel really good, and I want something at the end of dinner that I can eat and not fall completely off the wagon, and that's something that I can, you know, buy on a regular basis, let's start a company. And bought the website and made about 2,000 of them in our tiny little kitchen. It's about a 200-square-foot kitchen. Took them up to the 2009 CrossFit Games. It was a three-day event, and we said we'll sell as many as we can here. At the end of the event, we'll give away as much as we can, and then whatever's left over, we'll bring back down to San Diego and take it around to the CrossFit gyms and give it to them to sample. Well, we sold out at 10 o'clock on the morning of the second day.
Wow.
The booth was mobbed. There were these lines, you know, 20 deep. People were at the front of the line were saying, hey, can I buy everything you have? And I'd say, turn around and look behind you.
Right.
You know, if you buy everything I have, first they're going to kick your butt, and then they're going to come after me.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, these are desserts, and they are decadent desserts, some of them. However, they fit into the paleo template, but more than just that. You've gone the extra distance to make sure that everything is organic and sourced in such a way as to be conscientious. So, and here's what I get from paleo treats, right? So I want to have something to punctuate a meal, like you're talking about, something a little sweet, right? But then
yep.
I pick something and I think to myself, gee, this is conventional sugar. I really don't want the glyphosate. They've got additives in here. They've got artificial colors in here. And then I all of a sudden, this sweet punctuation becomes something that I start to distress over. It's like, oh man, I can't believe this. You've taken all of that out. The bottom line is, when someone wants to eat something sweet, this allows them to remove the fear that along with the sweet, they're getting all these other unintended things that they didn't want to begin with. That's how I see paleo treats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right on. There's one correction. We're not always organic. And there's some really interesting stuff as we got into the food business that we realized is, you know, my wife and I are a little bit on the hippie side, pretty concerned about the planet and what's going on and what we can do as people to impact it.
Right.
And one of the things we saw is we can get organic coconut, say, from the Philippines, or we can get conventional coconut oil or coconut milk from Mexico. And as hippies, we kind of looked at that and said, okay, do we want to put this stuff on a freighter? Do we want to encourage the use of putting this stuff on a freighter and shipping it thousands of miles across the ocean, you know, incurring all those fuel, not just the financial costs, but the environmental costs?
Right.
Or do we want to say, okay, here's what we're going to do is we're going to look at stuff that we would eat in our own house that we're okay with, and we're both pretty strict eaters, and decide how are we going to build this business to support the things that we believe in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, we try and go organic where we can. It doesn't always make sense to us. And we just say, hey, at the end of the day, every single one of these has to be something that we can bring into our house and give to our friends and our family. You know, if my mom comes into town, I don't want to tell her, like, hey, mom, well, this one's good, but this one's not. They all have to be excellent.
Well, and the truth is, if you look at what the Environmental Working Group has done, you know, what their Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen list, which has grown now, I mean, exponentially, there's a lot of foods out there that you are wasting your money by buying organic, because these are crops that are not sprayed, because they have inherent protections against, what's the word I'm looking for? Bugs and stuff like
pests
that. You know, pests. Yeah, pests. Yeah. I mean, coconuts, my God, they have a shell. What else do you need? Nothing's getting in there. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Bananas are the same way. You don't have to buy organic bananas because these crops are not sprayed to begin with. And if they are sprayed, then we're talking about occasionally with things that are not as strong as glyphosate. So the Environmental Working Group points out that, you know, you're wasting your money if you buy organic onions, because onions aren't sprayed. And that's the bottom line.
Right.
So I can see that. You have to be sensible. and you have to take into consideration what needs to be organic and what doesn't need to be organic. I agree with that.
Yep.
So,
yeah, and I think the great thing is just like, hey, what owning a small company and running a small company is you get to decide what you feel is right and then just be transparent about that. Hey, we don't put the fact that they're organic on everything because they're not always organic, but if anyone asks, then we've got an answer that we're really happy with.
Right. But there are a lot of things that you do choose that are organic too. I noticed in the ingredient lists, and obviously
yep.
those are things that you feel that should be organic. And also, as you indicate, you're not hurting the planet by striving ridiculously to make sure something is organic.
Yep, exactly.
So
exactly.
Okay, so fast forward. It's 2014. This past year, the product has probably really exploded. You have a lot of demand for the product right now. How many different dessert products do you make right now? Let's talk about them.
Sure. So we've got five different paleo treats. They range the gamut from a brownie bomb, which is just a really decadent, rich brownie,
yeah,
all the way to a Mustang bar, which is an almond butter bar. The Mustang was our best seller until we came out with the Bandito, which is like a chocolate peanut butter cup.
That is awesome. The Bandito, I'm trying to think what the other one is. Is the Bandito the one that has all the big nuts and stuff stuck to the top? It's like just a thick piece of chocolate.
That's the cacao now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the cacao now was kind of, this whole company really grew out of the desire for Lee and I and Dave, the guy who started it, to have desserts that we liked. And the cacao now was Lee's baby. She's, you know, like a lot of women, she's into dark chocolate. And she said, I'm going to make something that is totally paleo that I can eat every single day and I can be super stoked about and never worry if there's going to be an issue. So, man, every day after dinner, every night after dinner, she pulls out a cacao now from the fridge, and that's part of her, like, evening ritual.
How hard is it to keep everything paleo? Like, the brownie tastes really good. It tastes like a really good, moist, firm brownie. But what kind of flour do you use in the brownie?
It's almond flour.
So it's got to be difficult to make almond flour do the things that, you know, wheat flour has been doing for decades now, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's an interesting piece is that we look at right now, we're about to start. In fact, we just started this weekend working on some ice cream. And so we're coming out with ice cream in 2014. And it's amazing. You can get on the internet and look for recipes like, oh, this one looks good. Let me try this one out as a starting point for ice cream. And we have yet to find, for ice cream or for any paleo treat, anything out there that is good as instructed to be made.
Right.
And so each one of these treats represents 20 to 30, sometimes more, iterations of a recipe until we say, hey, this isn't just good enough to eat. It's not just good enough to have the right ingredients. Like, this thing is good enough to sell.
Right.
And that bar has to be really high because, you know, every consumer has had the experience of paying money for something that didn't like. And we never want that to happen for anybody.
And that's
and
an
so, yeah.
This is an important distinction I want to drive home for a second. So a lot of times when companies come out with a paleo product, the first thing that the average person says when they look at it is go, I can make that at home. But the reality is you can't. You think you can, but it won't taste good, and you won't make it a second time because it tastes so bad. And this is a really important distinction to make. So people may look at some of these paleo treats and go, well, this is simple. I can make these at home. It won't taste like this. I can guarantee it because we tried making brownies out of coconut flour last year. Actually, in 2013. And I would never do it again because they sucked. You know?
Yeah.
They didn't taste like your brownie bomb. No.
So, that's the real trick of it is you look at all that stuff and it does take a lot of time to get it right. And we see people trying to, you know, knock the recipes off and share them. And I say, go for it and share them because at the end of the day, it's going to take you 10 to 20 iterations to make the recipe. You're going to spend 10 times the amount you would have on just having them. And you can buy them online and have them shipped to your door and they're going to be perfect every time.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I don't encourage people to go do the recipes, but yeah, if you want to try it out, go for it. We put a lot of time and effort into making sure that these are awesome every single time.
And they are awesome. And I got to tell you something. I mean, especially if you're dieting and you have a cheat meal, right? And most people go for the wrong things in their cheat meals because they just want to have something that's outside of the nine dots, so to speak. And these paleo treats are all about enjoyment. You know, it's not like, oh, it's got 18 grams of fiber and whey protein powder. No, it's about that moment in time where you're done eating right and you go, I just want something that will satisfy my sweet tooth so I can move past this meal. And I don't care if it has fiber or whey protein in it. I want something that tastes good but isn't going to hurt me from a standpoint of I want to stay on my paleo template. These products do it. They really are. They are really guilt-free desserts, I think. I think I can say that safely. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about the products. Plug your website real quick for people who are listening live who want to go there now.
Sure. Head on over to paleotreats.com. You can Google Paleo Treats and you'll find us just as easily. We're on Facebook, Paleo Treats Fan. But anything to do with Paleo Treats, and we'll come up. Cruise on over and check it out.
And whether it may not be working yet, but there will be a coupon code today, SHR, all caps, to get 10% off your order as a little special extra treat from Paleo Treats. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Nick Hawks from Paleo Treats right now.
Yeah, super stoked.
So, what did you think of paleo when you started doing paleo? I know you've got some real strong opinions now, but in the beginning, were you a little reluctant, or did you hold back a little and think, oh, you know, I've done a lot of these different diets before and really nothing exceptional ever happens?
Well, I think part of it is just being super flexible and trying anything just to see how it is. And different people are different. Some people are driven by security. Some people are driven by curiosity. Some people are driven by adventure. All those things are different. For me, it's kind of that curiosity drive. And the guy that helped us start Paleo Treats, Dave, I trust him. He's never given me bad gouge. And so when he said, hey, try this paleo thing out, I said, sure, we'll give it a shot. And I think one of the important things that I've come across as we've really delved into paleo over the past couple of years, since 2009, so almost 6 years now, is while it works for most people, and I've seen it work for a lot of people, we have people come into the shop and they tell us their story and they inevitably have pictures on their phone to show us how they used to look and how they look now, and then they talk about how they used to feel and how they feel now that they're on paleo. It doesn't always work for everybody. And I think that's an important piece to admit for any proponent of a diet is, hey, your diet might work really well for you and for a lot of other people, but it's not the only thing out there. And some people seem to flourish on veganism. I don't get it. It doesn't work for me. But some folks are out there doing it, and they're rocking. They're winning.
See,
big races.
This is important because the problem I have nowadays is that some diets have almost taken on ideological aspects where you have people who are zealots, where you have people who this is the way we are supposed to eat. They say this with complete conviction. You know, we are supposed to be vegans. You should be eating a vegan diet. And you're right. Diets work for different people. Sometimes one person can have three or four different styles of eating template that work well for them. Other people are more sensitive, where if they don't eat exclusively this way, they just don't feel good. But there's no one appropriate human diet. It's what works for you.
Yeah, no, that's a key point. And then that was one of the things we said, hey, we're going to make this available to, an option for as many people as possible. But there's some people out there that can't eat nuts or they can't eat eggs or whatever it is. And so some of our treats have those ingredients and they can't have those. But overall, you just look at, hey, what works for you, and check out our ingredients. And like you said, there's not that many ingredients in each one. They're all clean. And so it's really easy to see, hey, are these things going to work for me or not? Because we guarantee the taste.
So how do you sell them? Individually? Do they come in like boxes of six? How are they sold?
We used to sell them only in boxes of 10. Mm-hmm. And we got so many requests for people who wanted to try them at first that we started selling singly.
Right,
and then you can buy a box of five. So you can buy one, five, or ten. And then, of course, for gyms and boxes, we have wholesale accounts and all that stuff. But yeah, usually get them 10 at a time, and we'll see that people order between 10 and 15 on their first order. We've got a couple different sample packs, and then they kind of settle into, okay, I really like, this and this. We've got some people, we have a cookie called the Mac Attack, which is like a little macaroon or a coconut cookie.
I like them.
And oh man, some people.
I'm a huge coconut macaroon person, and that was that one I fell in love with right away.
Yeah. If you like coconut, you're going to dig the Mac. So
everything stays. Everything stays in the freezer, huh?
that's how we recommend you eat them. So they've got a 10-day shelf life. Some of those days are taken up in shipping. If you get ground shipping, we're in San Diego and you're in Florida, it's going to be 5 days are taken up in transit. And then we recommend you put them in the freezer when you get them because they last for 6 months in the freezer.
Yeah.
10 days at shelf life, 60 days in the fridge, 6 months in the freezer. And then we've been eating these things for 5.5 years now. We like them best out of the freezer. The texture seems to us to be the best that way, and that works the best for us.
I agree. You take them out of the freezer for no more than 5 to 6 minutes. Let them sit on a counter. They're ready. If you don't want something that's like frozen cold, it takes like 5 or 6 minutes. But there's another thing here. So I'm sure that there's some people in the audience that were thinking, gee, that's kind of a negative. Like, oh, I've got to keep them in the freezer. They have a short shelf life. We've been conditioned to think that way. What that means is there's no preservatives in it. There's no artificial gunk in it, because it's if your mother made a cake fresh, you couldn't put plastic wrap on it and put it in the grocery store like a Twinkie and let it sit there for 6 months. It would go bad. It would rot. It would go bad. Well, we've been conned into thinking that, oh, things that last longer and are easier to, more convenient to shuttle around, those are, no, they're not healthy. They're just convenient for the companies that make them. It's not healthier. Yep. This stuff is what you get, is what your mother would put in one of these treats, and so they stay frozen. But 5 minutes, you take it out literally for 5 minutes, and then cut it and eat it. It's they're delicious. They're unbelievable. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. We like them. We have some people who take them on hiking treks or cycling or whatever, and I'd say, hey, you know, eat them however you want. I'm fine with it. But that's the way we do it at the house, is we keep them in the freezer and pull one out at night and let it sit for a minute or two, chop it up and guzzle it down. They're good.
Are they available in retail stores yet, or is that make it difficult because they are so minimally processed to begin with?
It does make it difficult. We're in about 30 different wholesale. We have 30 different wholesale accounts. We've got 30 different stores out there that are buying our stuff and reselling it, but it does make it difficult, is that you got to send it to them, and then they've got to understand what paleo is, and they've got to understand how important it is to not have preservatives and stabilizers, and why they have to go into a freezer. And that's, for a lot of grocery stores, that's a harder sell. We've got Whole Foods locally that has kind of been waiting on us for a year or two now to get all our paperwork together. But we look at that and say, hey, it's great to be in Whole Foods, but from a business perspective, the margins aren't super, super awesome, and I would rather get you something direct from us,
right?
Where we have control over it the whole time.
Right.
So we're kind of going there as we get our paperwork together and get squared away. But for the meantime, the easiest way we think is just buying direct from us, but there's about 30 stores around the country that resell paleo treats.
What's the range of prices on individual packages, individual treats?
That's an interesting question. So for the individuals, what we did is we had people would call up and say, hey, I just want to buy one. And the hard reality of a business is that we pay ourselves, we pay people to do work. So if we're going to box up one treat, we basically don't make any money on that. So we said, well, what if we just put the price at the point where it's going to be worth it for us to box them up? And we thought no one would buy them, so we priced them at $6 and $7. And we said, hey, this is what it costs for us to pay one of our people to box all the stuff up and put it out and send it out. And people started buying them like crazy. We're like, geez, you could buy 10 of them at anywhere from $5 to $6 each, or you can buy singles for $6 or $7. But that's about what they cost. So they're not your 89-cent candy bar.
Right.
They are high quality, kind of affordable luxury dessert.
For people who really care about what they're eating, let's face it. The average person is going to buy a bag of Snickers for $1.99. But look what they're getting.
Yeah. And I'm almost embarrassed to admit it, but I'm an ice cream hog. And so maybe once a month, maybe twice a month, gosh, I bet Lee's going to hear this and be like, oh, it's 3 or 4 times. I'll go down and I'll get a pint of Haagen-Dazs. And I think with paleo, you've got to look at it and be realistic and say, hey, if I'm eating strictly to perform and I have to perform at top level, I can't eat that. And so in August, I'm going to attempt the Leadville 100, running 100 miles. I won't eat anything crappy for about 3 months before that. But right now, once a month, I go down and get a pint of Haagen-Dazs, and every single time the next day, I feel like crap.
Yeah.
And so we started experimenting with ice cream yesterday. Yesterday, I must have eaten, gosh, 3.5-4 pints of paleo ice cream. And I was like, oh boy, I'm going to pay for this tomorrow. Woke up this morning, all the ingredients were clean, felt totally good. And so I think that's the part of the equation that you got to put together is, yes, a Snickers bar hits your taste buds in the right way because those companies have spent billions of dollars to make sure that you salivate at the mere sight of it. But how does it make you, as Rob Wolf would say, look, feel, and perform?
Right.
And a Snickers bar, you know, you can get into kind of the adventure racing stuff and say they're just as good as a power bar. But at the end of the day, it's a bunch of chemical stuff that you've got to be really careful of putting in your body. And that's why we kind of went over to these desserts and said, hey, I want something that tastes fantastic and that I'm going to feel great 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 hours, 10 hours, 24 hours later. I'm not going to notice any side effects. And that's what Paleo Treats is really clean ingredients and fantastic taste.
I know. It's decadent desserts without the guilt. PaleoTreats.com. Two thumbs up from me. Check it out. Save 10%. Use the coupon code SHR. Nick Hawks, thanks for being on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Carl. Appreciate it.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Lee Brown on. We're going to talk about training for speed, agility, and quickness. We'll be right back. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend, then I had a
bad. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
she take my money?
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all know better, faster, stronger. Work it, harder, make it better, do it.
Welcome back. You know, maybe you can squat 500 pounds, maybe more. Maybe you can bench press 600 pounds or deadlift 600 pounds. That's all wonderful. But if you can't run to get out of the way of a car, I don't care what you can bench press, squat, or deadlift, you're in trouble. You've abandoned some of the greatest gifts that you've received from an evolutionary perspective. You know that our ability to become bipeds was a game changer in the trajectory of humans. And clearly, while we may not be as fast as we were when we were running on all fours, we definitely are very, very fast individuals. Maintaining that quickness, that agility, and that speed is important, especially as you age. Take it from my old butt. I'm really interested in this now, where I wasn't before, because when I was young, it came naturally. My next guest is Lee E. Brown. How you doing, Lee?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And the book is Training for Speed, Agility, and Quickness. I have to tell you that I want to be able to dance like I did when I was young. This is when it became apparent to me that I was slowing down. I didn't have the quickness and the agility that I had, and it started to become, I've been jumping rope, I've been doing things to try to enhance, and then this interview and this book. So before we get into the book, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. I know that you're over at the University, Cal State, right? Is that where you are?
Yes. I'm at California State University Fullerton. So we're Southern California. We're about 10 miles from Disneyland, Anaheim. Everybody knows where that is, I think.
Yes.
And I'm a professor of strength conditioning in the Department of Kinesiology here. That's what I do now. And so we do research in the laboratory, Human Performance Laboratory, about strength, power, speed, high-velocity training for athletes and non-athletes alike, anyone who wants to become more explosive, faster. And so I started out in the usual way when I was younger, playing ball myself and basketball, volleyball, running, doing everything that was fast, riding a bicycle, all these type of things, and got hooked on the whole speed aspect of what's going on. As you said, it's important to be strong. Absolutely, it's important to be strong. But you also have to complement that by being fast. And if you put fast and strong together, then you get power.
You get then you have a professional athlete then.
Absolutely.
Because that's where the rubber meets the road. There's lots
exactly.
of guys who are strong, and there's lots of guys who are fast. But when you got a guy who's super strong and super fast, he has NFL written all over him.
Exactly. Those are the people we watch on Sunday. And
yeah.
They get paid a lot of money.
You know, and I got to tell you something. We take it for granted when we see a 280-pound or 270-pound individual sprint down 60 yards to a touchdown. You know, this guy is the size of a choo-choo train coming at you, and he's running like a gazelle.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do. It's like having your refrigerator with jetpacks on
it.
I mean, the thing is just flying. And as I tell my kids in class, a lot of times that person's only purpose is to hit you. That's big, big trouble.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question, okay? Is part of my lack of speed and agility from aging, is part of it a result that I'm just not doing enough to keep myself quick and agile, or is it something that you just can't avoid as you age?
Well, it's both. Absolutely, aging is a problem. You know, aging, just like as your car gets older, it doesn't work as well. Our bodies do the same thing. So you're gradually declining your fitness level as a human being, maybe somewhere 5 to 10% per decade. As you move along, this happens very early in life, after only the second decade, you start to decrease. So, but, and as you get older, this accelerates. So you get to the stage where I am, you're getting close to 60, then this accelerates even more. But also, it's a function of that we don't do the things that we
right.
used to do. We don't run. We don't do things that are quick. And so that neuromuscular response that we had as young people, where the brain is the computer system that runs our motor system and our So the brain works extremely fast, extremely quick. All the nerves work extremely fast. These signals are transferred to the muscles extremely quickly, and then the muscles, of course, are big and strong, and they're type 2 fibers that explode very quickly. But as you get older, the brain doesn't work as well. The nerves slow down. They lose some of their ability to transfer those signals, and, of course, you lose muscle mass. Preferentially, you lose type 2 fibers. So all these things contribute to slow and of course, loss of strength.
Okay, but now, let me ask you a question, and I have a feeling I think I know the answer, but I want to ask it anyway. I understand demyelination of the brain and the peripheral nervous system plays a role in this, but there are things like hormone replacement therapies that have been shown to improve the myelin sheath and the brain function and so on as we age, number one. But number two, if I started to train specifically for speed and agility, I have to believe that the body would start to adapt and go, wow, this idiot wants to still do these things, so we need to upregulate some of the systems that we let go into disrepair.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Your body will adapt as a human being right up until the day you die. It never stops adapting.
Right.
Stress creates adaptation in a positive sense, right? We say that we embrace stress because stress creates a positive adaptation. So absolutely, there's no question you will adapt. The only thing we all have to remember is you're not going to be 20 years old anymore.
Right. Right?
So we can all be better than we are today. We can't be LeBron.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Too late. But no, the fact that you said what I was hoping you would say, that we can be better than we are today, is an important distinction, because that means that if you practice speed, agility, and quickness as one of your goals for 2015, along with your other physical culture goals, and you get better, then if you continue to train progressively, you will get better from there. And you may end up being able to be a very, because I know we talked about this woman who's like 96 years old and 92 years old, Olga something, and she's a sprinter, and she's still sprinting. And I mean, she's sprinting. She's not sprinting, she's sprinting okay for a 90-year-old. She's sprinting.
Right.
But she has to put a lot of effort into that. She has to put a lot of effort.
That takes a lot of training, a lot of work. And most of us in society, you know, goes along with this process as you retire and you get older and we start to take care of ourselves. And, you know, I tell my students in class, you know, when you go to pick up grandma at the airport for Thanksgiving, then you tell grandma, hey, grab the bags, Grandma. We're going to the car, you know. And I parked out in the South 40, so we got to walk a long way. It's in your best interest, Grandma. I do it for you, but I wouldn't be doing you the best.
You know, and that's true, isn't it? We treat the elderly like we treat the babies. We don't let them do anything. We probably need to make them do as much as they can.
Absolutely, you got to keep working. Otherwise, the body will maladapt, and we don't want that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. For those of you listening to the show live, you can go to superhumanradio.com. Down at the bottom of the homepage, you can find the book, Training for Speed, Agility, and Quickness. We've done a lot of shows about training, but usually it's all about being stronger or mobility work. But this is really an important distinction. We have lost, many of us have lost our ability to do the things that were natural adaptations of our environment. Run up a hill, sprint, make a quick left turn. We can't do those things because we haven't focused on them. It's time to reclaim them. 2015 is the year that I'm going to reclaim them. And I'm going to be using this book, Training for Speed, Agility, and Quickness. Go to superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your
purchase today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. 100% natural, won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Today's show is being brought to you by a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. Check them out by going to AAEFX.com today. Right now we're talking with Lee Brown. We're talking about the book Training for Speed, Agility, and Quickness. Really important, man. Really important. And there's a lot of people out there who think that this type of training will take away from their strength training. Quite the contrary. This type of training will enhance your explosiveness and contribute to your strength training. Isn't that true, Lee?
Absolutely. It's a combination. You know, what we're training for, when you want to think about this type of training, ultimately what we're training for is power. And power is the product of strength and speed. So you can't simply go into the gym and only train for strength all the time. You need to also train for speed to put those two things together, because the research is pretty clear that you can overcome some of the deficits in strength simply by being quicker and being faster. You see this all the time in sports, that the person who's quicker gets around the bigger person, especially in football. You see it in basketball all the time. But in real life, it's the same thing. The ability to keep from falling, not falling, is to move your foot really fast,
right,
so you can save yourself when you trip. That's
but,
power.
But even more than that, I don't know if you're familiar with the term a bumper capacitor, but a bumper capacitor is a big kind of momentary battery, if you will. And they use them in elevators. It's the reason that the elevator jerk starts when it starts going. The bumper capacitor stores up potential energy. And then, because the motor, the electric motor in an elevator could not start it by itself. It couldn't start it moving. The bumper capacitor discharges a momentary amount of energy to bump and get things moving, and then the motor can take it from there. Well, when you're fast, when you have speed on your side, then you have the same capacity. You have that bumper capacity where you can move so fast that your strength is multiplied.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole thing. That's what we term as power. That's what we see things on TV and we say, oh, that's really powerful. And what that is simply speed strength.
Yeah. So how frequently do I have to train for speed and agility in my week? Let's say I'm lifting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm doing cardio, sometimes intervals, sometimes jumping rope on the other days. Where do I fit in my speed training?
Yeah, your speed training, like all training, we want to talk about beginners versus advanced, right? Those that have a low training age and those that have a high training age. But start out slow. So a couple times a week is plenty. This type of training, speed, agility, quickness, as explained in the book, is very high intensity. And by high intensity, that means it requires a long amount of rest. So a couple days a week, in a complex training, so you lift heavy and then you do something explosive, plyometric, or on a day all by itself, starting out with low volume.
Low volume, what am I dedicating, 15 minutes to my speed and agility training or longer?
Right, that's all you need.
Right.
15 to 20 minutes doing a couple sets of 10, start out a little bit slower, you know, work your way up. We're working with high-performance volleyball players here at Cal State Fullerton, Division I players, and we're doing three sets of 10 twice a week, and we're showing major improvements in their training through high-velocity training. So start slow. Be fully recovered when you do your next set, so you have a long enough rest in between sets to be fully recovered, because we want the quality of the workout to remain high. This is not the kind of workout where you end up at the end completely exhausted and throwing up. We want high-quality work, so long rest periods.
Now, I see you have the sled pull. What about pushing a sled if you're going fast, if you're doing it explosively? Would that also qualify?
It does, but there are two types of training when you're looking at it that way. So what you're talking about, either pulling a sled or pushing the sled like we do a lot with a prowler, those are strength exercises. Even though you're doing them explosively, you're going as fast as you can, you're pushing a low load, so you're doing it quickly. That's an overload stimulus training still. What we also talk about in the book and some of the research that we've done in our laboratory is overspeed training. So in this case, you take the bungee and you put the bungee on the front, and then you stretch the bungee towards either a pole or someone else, and you run towards the bungee.
So you're actually letting the bungee pull you while you're running.
Exactly. It's like running downhill. If you run downhill, you can go faster than you can if you run straight, and that's overspeed training. So doing this has a very low level of fatigue, but it increases that turnover, the leg turnover.
Faster, sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Speed and velocity of your triple extension, and this creates an adaptation that's more of a neural response than a hypertrophic response where, you know, bigger and stronger.
Now, you have specific drills in here. They're
yes.
broken out by speed, agility, and, of course, quickness. So these are all different things. I didn't realize that, to be honest.
Yeah,
with that.
There's very much a crossover between them. You know, speed is defined as in a straight line. So you're running straight down like a track runners do. Agility is a change of direction.
Mm-hmm.
So a basketball player has to move left and right. Volleyball players move left and right. And then quickness is simply defined as a very short bit of time. So moving your feet very, very fast.
Right.
So all of these can be used, but they all cross over each other. you can't have great agility without having also great quickness and then speed, because you have to move from left to right. You know, a volleyball court is 30 feet wide.
Right.
So if you're going to go from one side to the other, you also have to have speed.
Right.
But then you have to have agility to be able to reverse and go back the other direction. So we put drills into categories, but there's crossover between all three of them.
So if I was going to take three of these individual movements, I could take one from speed, one from agility, and one from quickness.
Yes.
And make those my three movements that I'm going to do in my 15 minutes.
Absolutely. Right. Do them quickly. Do them fast. Do them at a volume of, say, at the beginning, two sets of 10, with a rest period in between that's at least three times as long as it took you to do the drill.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the drill for 10 seconds, you rest for 30 seconds.
Gotcha.
Do it again.
You know what I just realized? Where in resistance training, we're looking to make the movement harder and harder,
yes,
which slows us down.
Right.
With speed training, we're looking to make the movement as fluid as possible so we can go as fast as we can.
Exactly. And that's the whole concept behind the overspeed concept. Running downhill or running with the bungee, or we also attach the bungee to the ceiling and pull it down and attach it to your waist. So when you jump, you get increased velocity at takeoff. You fly higher, and this creates also that neural response. So the overspeed in addition to the overload. So our athletes go to the weight room, they lift for an hour, then they come to us twice a week. As soon as they're done, we do the overspeed training in the laboratory, and then they either go to practice or they go to athletic training or they go home.
And they see progressively improved quickness and agility from these movements.
Absolutely. We've seen in our last study we did, training NC2A Division I girls volleyball twice a week with this overspeed concept, and showed an inch vertical jump increase after 4 weeks. These
wow.
are in NC2A Division I girls.
Yeah,
now.
An inch is a big deal. Yeah, an inch is a big deal.
Very big deal.
Yeah. Wow, that's very impressive. Yeah, it makes sense. I like it. It makes sense. We're talking about moving faster, so the progression in this is you got to put yourself into positions where you're moving faster than you could on your own until your body adapts to that level, and then you take it up another notch.
Right. So we start with the overspeed. If you're running downhill, there's clear research done by Dr. Bill Evan in Wisconsin showing that you're running downhill at maybe a 5-degree incline. That's all. Not any more than that.
Right.
You go more than that, you start to slow down because you're braking.
Yes.
What we found with the bungees is that you start at 10% body weight. So you weigh 150 pounds, you pull the rubber band until you get 15 pounds. That's 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start with that. Then you work up to 20%, and then what we found in our research is about 30 to 40% is about as fast as, about as much pull as you can get for a normal human being before they start to break and it becomes unwieldy. So it's real easy to do. If you're doing a vertical jump, all you have to do is attach the rubber band to the ceiling, pull on it, and then have the subject stand on a bathroom scale. You know how much they weigh. You just reduce their body weight by 10, 20, 30, 40%, have them jump.
Right.
If you're doing a running thing or agility, you can also do agility with this, then you just attach the rubber band to like a simple little fish scale. Pull on it, you get a force measurement. These are things you can do for $10. You can buy for $10
at
Walmart.
Yeah,
real
yeah.
simple to do.
This is exciting. This is, you know, I've done a lot of interviews about a lot of different books, but none of them have addressed training for speed, agility, and quickness. And I think that's what's been missing for most people.
I would agree with that.
And I don't even mean professional athletes. I mean the average person needs to put as much effort into becoming faster or maintaining their agility and their speed as they do their strength.
Absolutely, because not only do you get weaker as you age and also with inactivity, and we know there's a whole problem with inactivity in America right now,
right.
but you not only do you get weaker, you also get slower.
Yes.
So the two things work together. You can't have one without the other. So
excellent.
You need to work on it in order to keep yourself not only at the top shape if you're an athlete, but also safe when you're walking stairs, when you're walking outside, when it's dark, when you hit your toe, when you do these things that you and I know.
Yeah, well, think about this. The number one reason that a person is institutionalized is a fall.
And absolutely.
A fall is simply lack of agility plus lack of balance.
Right, and lack of quickness in order to save yourself.
Yes, great stuff. Lee, thank you for being on the show today. The book is called Training for Speed, Agility, and Quickness. It's up on superhumanradio.com. Get it. This is 2015. Add this one to the mix. Lee, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about cacao. Everybody loves chocolate, but what are you really getting? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, we hear so much all the time in the media about how dark chocolate is good for you. It has medicinal-like effects. It does this, it does that. But if we've learned anything over the past couple years with companies out there like Monsatan and others, the story is always a little bit more complex than that. So to get to the bottom of the whole chocolate discussion, we're being joined right now by Kevin Richards, who is a Belgian master chocolatier. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Good. So, I'm sure you've got better weather than we've got here trying to stay warm in feet and feet of snow.
Where are you? Where are you?
Just north of Toronto, Ontario.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely get a lot more snow than we do. But we've had it's cold right now in Louisville, Kentucky. It was 6 degrees, I think, this morning when I left the house. So,
well, that's T-shirt weather here.
Yeah, there you go. you know, but it is true. Whenever we see something become the favorite of a society as far as a food goes, we also find out that companies who are looking to profit find ways to produce it cheaper and or more efficiently, which almost always equates to denaturing the product, which was originally intended to be used, into something that it isn't any longer. And the same is true of chocolate now, right?
Well, absolutely. And part of that denaturing, and I love your term for that, is the point of origin is a real key when it comes to that quality and whether something should ever be messed around with organically or whether it's properly being cared for. And people talk all the time, oh, I love Belgian chocolate, or I love Swiss chocolate, or Italian chocolate. Well, I don't know if you've ever been to any of these places, but there's no cocoa trees. That's not where it's coming from. That's where it's processed. If you were ever to actually back up a little bit to where things are processed, there's only one country in the world you should ever buy chocolate from that's been processed, and that's actually France.
Really?
France has the hardest, strictest laws, and it's the only country on the planet that restricts the use, not just, you know, low moderation, restricts the use of vegetable or animal-based products in their chocolates. So when they're processing it, they cannot have any animal or vegetable products in their cacao other than pure cocoa mass and cocoa liqueur.
So what animal or vegetable products would be added by the less scrupulous or less countries out there?
Well, sometimes they'll add certain things like a gelatin, which is a pig byproduct, or they'll add certain vegetable-based products to try and give it more shine.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the things that give chocolate a certain shine. Real chocolate doesn't shine, but they'll add certain oils to give it this glow, or they'll add it to just fill up space. Because fat is flavor, right?
Right.
When you're adding fats, there's nothing better, really, to transfer fat than good old-fashioned butter or good old-fashioned, you know, animal fat.
Right. Right. Okay, so
go ahead.
So France adheres to standards in producing chocolate that eliminate them from adding these things. But what else does France do that makes their chocolate so much better? I mean, obviously, it can't just be that as a chocolatier, there has to be more to the story, right?
Well, again, yeah, absolutely. And point of origin is the key. So back to that point of origin about where those cacao trees are coming from, 90% of what comes out of Belgium, and people talk about, oh, I only use Belgian chocolate. Now, I went to Belgium to study because their techniques are you can't compare. They just have incredible chocolate technique on pairings and things like that. But what they're unfortunately doing is they are importing the majority of their cocoa from West Africa. And Ivory Coast cocoa is extremely substandard. There's an International Chocolate Federation that ranks cocoa based on quality, and that's based on point of origin. Number one is Venezuela. There's a Porcelana cocoa that I use for my cocoa, comes from Venezuela. Second best is called Criollo, which is out of Ecuador. Fantastic chocolate. But you go down that list, number one cocoa supplier in the world for volume is West Africa, but they don't make the top 20 list.
Oh. And obviously this comes down to economics, right?
Well, then you've got your issues of child slave labor and all that sort of stuff that now you're talking about ethical versus typical organic.
But that's why it comes down to economics. They probably can get the cacao from West Africa so much cheaper because they're exploiting children, because they're doing things in a substandard way. They're adding things to it. Who knows how it's adulterated? You know that they're not telling you everything that's in it, I bet.
No, of course not. And people are talking about that, oh, the great chocolate shortage that's coming. Well, first of all, people are scared of Ebola.
Yeah, I just heard about that. I just heard about that.
Worried about Ebola, but where's it coming from? Africa. So Africa gets painted with this brush. The odds of anybody having to really worry about Ebola in their cocoa, good luck.
Right.
But when you're talking about the child labor, you almost can't get around that. I don't know how you think you're going to get around that. And I'll give you an example of pricing. I can buy 6 pounds of cocoa from the Ivory Coast, from anywhere in West Africa, for about $10.
For the whole 6 pounds?
For a whole 6 pounds. My 6 pounds that I'm buying from Venezuela is close to $97.
Wow. That's a huge difference. That's a huge difference. That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm paying for quality.
Of course. So would the average person have the sophistication of palate to tell the difference?
Well, I'll give you to answer that question bluntly, yes. But it takes a palate, and you have to sort of train your palate. I don't know if you drink coffee, but to give you an example.
I gave up coffee, but I drank it for years, and I drank a quad espresso every morning.
Oh, boy. Yeah. be like a squirrel on Red Bull.
Yeah, there you go.
What happens is, if you think about quality of the soil, and it's the same as with cocoa. So a West African cocoa, let's say a Kenyan-type roast of coffee, has a real bitter sort of burnt taste to it. It's a bit of a harsher coffee. Some people like that on their palate.
Mm-hmm.
However, you compare that to a Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. You talk about different soils. The Jamaican Blue Mountain is fruity, it's floral, it's nutty, it's aromatic. Cocoa has the same qualities. It takes what the soil gives it.
Mm. Interesting.
You know? So Venezuelan cocoa, what could be more premium quality than Amazon rainforest? Doesn't even need to be organic.
Okay.
What's more organic? What's more of the world than the Amazon rainforest?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Monsanto hasn't gotten there yet. Give them some time.
exactly.
Where is France getting their cacao from? Are they getting it from Venezuela, or do they have their own cacao trees?
Most of their stuff will come from South America. They'll do Ecuador. Anything within the Caribbean is the majority of it, because, again, they don't worry about the child slave labor issues, and they don't worry about poor quality soil. Places like West Africa have to try to do things organically to try and, you know, intrigue the buyers, intrigue the consumers, because otherwise it's not quality chocolate. And I don't know if you know this, but Cadbury, for example.
Right.
And this is sort of a funny thing. Not everybody knows that Cadbury has two factories. They have a factory for the United Kingdom and then a factory for everybody else. The United Kingdom is the world's largest consumer of cocoa per capita. Go figure. So they've got this incredible chocolate, and they have their own Cadbury factory just for there, and they use higher quality cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
They use South American cocoa.
Right.
Everybody else gets the Ivory Coast stuff.
Is that something? Oh, my God. That makes me so angry.
Well, it's funny. If you walk into, and maybe it's because we're, you know, an English colony, and we're just, that's where we're from. But you go into Canadian supermarkets, and they have sections that are UK.
Right.
You can buy English toffee, English cookies, English teas, and there'll be a whole section of Cadbury that are all labeled differently. Because here, just like you have in the States, you have your certain laws that say you have to have Spanish and English.
Right.
Here we have our French and English. Well, none of it has the French on it, and so they have to put a sticker on it that says the French ingredients, and it's made in the UK for the UK.
I'll be darned.
Oh, and it's really good.
But now, are there, aside from the palate, we know that a lot of the polyphenols found in cocoa or cacao, however you want to pronounce it, seem to have some real benefits. Is the cheaper stuff from the Ivory Coast also, forget about being contaminated for a second, is it also lower in these things that we're eating chocolate for in the first place?
Well, you're talking about things being nutrient rich. So if it's actually going to be nutrient rich, again, not to keep echoing on Amazon rainforest, but there are certain qualities in their soil that you won't get from a Kenyan harsh environment.
Right.
You know? So again, you know, maybe we can talk about the whole organic thing.
We're gonna take a break, because then I want to come back and discuss, you know, organic versus conventional versus, I mean, organic versus hybrid versus genetically modified? Because I didn't even know there was GM cocoa at this point in time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't know that. I think most people will be surprised to hear that one. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Kevin Richards. We're going to clear up a lot of the misinformation, or better yet, you probably didn't even know that you need to start questioning where your chocolate comes from. But now you will. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminant that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
I said upside down.
Welcome back.
Turning me, you're giving love instinctively.
For those of you out there who are going, oh my God, now one more thing I have to worry about. No, you don't have to worry about it. Knowledge is power when you use it appropriately, and just have to know where your chocolate is coming from. That's an easy thing to figure out. Okay, so we're talking with Kevin Richards, and we're talking about We've been talking about cocoa and where it originates from, playing a very, very large role in whether or not it's good for you and going to taste good as well. But there's other distinctions besides origin, and that is organic versus hybrid versus GMO. So let's talk about those. You can take it any way you want and kind of weave this discussion. If you want to talk about all three of them as they compare or hit one at a time, it's up to you.
Sure. Well, and I think there's sort of a, I don't like to call it a misconception, but I think it's a matter of whether you're going to, if it opens your mind or not, to think that something that is hybrid, and I know that we've kind of had this offline discussion, was what is hybrid versus GMO? And hybrid to me is GMO. And a lot of people don't like when I say that, and they get very defensive about that because GMO is Monsanto.
Well, no, but it's not even that. I would like to step up and clarify because you and I had this discussion online, and mm-hmm. and it's I understand it now. Hybrid,
yeah, and it's a funny opinion on it. Too,
hybrid is not necessarily GMO from the standpoint of the technology, where you are taking the DNA of a salmon and injecting it into a sugar beet and making it do something that it would have never done because a salmon would have never had sex with the sugar beet. But now, but what you do point out that is valid is that not all hybrids are good. And this is an important distinction. So we ought to let automatically say, well, if you can take the a rose, for instance, and hybridize it until you get this other rose that you're looking for, Mother Nature didn't do, that you had a force to happen. It wouldn't have necessarily happened on its own. And as you point out, it dies. In other words, the species dies off. You have to keep hybridizing new ones. If it was appropriate, it would grow on its own after a while.
Exactly. And the way I look at it is kind of like an arranged marriage between a brother and a sister.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's awkward. Well, maybe in some places, but right, I think it's awkward. And the funny thing about it is, if you take a look at it on a Monsanto sort of end of things, and you might think more Monsanto when I'm finished saying this. And let's say you take, let's talk about dogs because it's easier. You take a pug and a beagle. They're both dogs. You combine them and you get what's called a puggle. Very popular little breed of dogs nowadays is a puggle. However, that second generation of puggles, you breed a puggle with another puggle, you are almost guaranteed one of those puppies will be a beagle or a pug.
Ah. So it wants to unravel itself, so to speak.
It so does. Yeah. Absolutely does. And so the funny concept of that is then you have to keep rebreeding and rebreeding what's not normal or what's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right, right.
And there's a big seed producer. I'm not gonna go off on names and hurt people, but there's a very large seed producer that got a whole bunch of people in South America and South Africa very excited about a certain crop, and that crop was created in a hybrid way. And so all these farmers got very excited about this hybrid crop, and at the end of the year, they took the seeds from those hybrid crops and planted them the next year. Well, as soon as those seeds started to grow, they had a mismatch of everything growing. Because what it was a little bit of this and a little bit of that was used in that hybrid, the first generation.
Right.
The second generation, you can't breed the second generation because it doesn't just breed normally.
It doesn't continue on.
No, it does not. And so the problem is these people now have to buy these seeds every year to rebreed and rebreed and rebreed, and you can't just use your own seeds. So you're no longer self-sufficient.
So in that aspect, that's the genetically modified model.
Yeah, and it's not fair. Even if it's just a bean with another bean, so you get a new bean the next year, but what if half your crop or a third of that crop or a quarter of that crop is the original bean? What's the benefit? So now you've created a monopoly, and we know who does that, the best, Monsanto.
Right. Okay, before we get deeper into hybrid, is it necessary to seek out organic chocolate, cocoa, or is there something hiding behind the organic term as well?
Well, there is that mask of whether something is truly organic or not. And I'll give you an example. Where I source my cocoa from in Venezuela, there is absolutely no reason to worry about whether it's organic because of two reasons. There's no reason to nutrient enhance the soil, because really, what's more nutrient-rich than the Amazon rainforest? You wish you had that soil. And the second thing is pesticide. You don't put pesticide on crops in Venezuela when it comes to cocoa or cacao, because when you, and I want to clear that up real quick too, when it comes to cocoa and cacao, cacao is what it is as a pod in the original first part of when it's processed. After that, it becomes cocoa.
Ah, so, okay.
Yeah. So if I kind of jump around from cocoa to cacao.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, because okay. They're two different things. I get you.
So there is no reason for you to ever put pesticide. In fact, it's strongly discouraged in Venezuela because only one bug can make it to the cacao fields. It's called a midge. And that midge pollinates it because it's a flower. Cacao starts off as a flower. It's a fruit. Starts off as a flower. And it is then used that – it's actually a type of mosquito. Is it called a midge? Because they don't have bees there for that. There's mosquitoes. And only the midge pollinates cacao in Venezuela.
So you don't want to kill them. Otherwise, you won't have any cacao. Yeah.
Well, then there's no way to do it after that. So really, it's discouraged.
Interesting.
But why pay for the certification to be tagged as organic? Now, there is that 1% or less than 1% of people, like where I get my cocoa from, that is organic without the tag certified organic. But, again, organic, do you want to go through all these natural ways of trying to do things when now you're playing with hybrids to make them resilient to bugs or resilient to fungus,
so,
you know, to create a more hardy crop?
So, you know, we have to take a break in 2 minutes, and I'm going to ask you a question that you're probably going to have to finish on the other side of the break. But if cacao is naturally not a heavily sprayed crop or a sprayed crop at all, for that matter, what about herbicides like Roundup and, you know, glyphosate, which leads me to why would they genetically modify? Is the GM version of cacao resistant to Roundup?
That I haven't discovered because I've never had anybody ask a question about whether Roundup was used on cacao. But back to point of origin, Ivory Coast would require those sort of things because they have more than the midge on their cacao. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Depends on where it's from. And the only other thing in Venezuela that's messing with your chocolate is monkeys. Good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah. You can't spray anything to keep them away. So
you can't stop the monkeys.
But herbicides are used to kill weeds. Do cacao fields have a natural predatory weed that likes to grow in them?
No, not in South America. The majority of South America doesn't have that moss or that fungus
right. That
grows on the cacao, and it's actually on the pod. So when that pod is cracked open, the beans are inside. That's where the chocolate is. Those beans are what's harvested. Those beans get laid out into great big fermenting fields and get dried out. So the actual product is inside that shell.
So it already has a protection that nature provided it with to begin with.
The only thing that's going to happen is you might get a little bit of mold on the shell, and that can happen, but it's rare.
Okay.
In South America.
Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to go ahead and talk about genetically modified cacao. We're talking with Kevin Richards. We're talking about what you need to know about cocoa and chocolate in 2015. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil?
Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Kevin Richards. We're talking about the scoop on chocolate. So we've learned that where your cacao and ultimately your cocoa comes from is critically important. And we've also learned that if it's coming from the right place, organic is not even necessary to adhere to. So what about GM cocoa, cacao? I didn't even know they genetically modified it. What did they modify it for, Kevin?
Well, when people are getting into the GMO aspect of cocoa, what they're doing is they're trying to, again, create something that's resilient and increase the size of it, increase the actual...
The yield, yeah.
The actual yield of the harvest. You know, they'd like to get the maximum... you know, quantity of cacao.
Yeah, they'd like cacao beans the size of watermelons if they could get it, right?
Well, it's not even necessarily that. If they can get the pods themselves bigger and have more beans inside those pods, then yes, either more beans or a larger size bean for sure. And to do that, again, you have to try and genetically modify it to, again, make it resilient to those, you know, bad things, the bugs and fungus and molds and whatever else. But if you can create a larger yield, it's cha-ching.
So are they working on that? Have they already started to genetically modify cacao?
Well, there's products out there that they claim now have a cacao enhancement, or there's cacao in those products. And I haven't seen any of those products on any market because I don't know if they're actually getting it to take. And I also don't know what the response is going to be to those products. But, you know, buying pure cocoa butter, you know, there's nothing better for your skin. There's nothing better for it for cooking with. Like, you're talking about some of the best saturated fats in the world, but you start using cocoa and the right butters, and you're talking about flavor enhancement. They're trying to find ways to bring out bigger yield.
Yeah. So, and you know, we won't know what is GM or not because they won't label foods genetically modified, so we won't even know if and when these GM cacao products hit the scene. We probably just won't even know it.
Well, they get around it, I guess. There's just a way that they're gonna keep doing that to us because, like we know, Monsanto just has such a monopoly on it.
But Venezuela kicked Monsanto out GM corn and soy. I'm 90%
positive.
Yeah,
and that's fairly recent. That's not that long ago, I don't think.
Right. It was last year. It was 2014.
Yeah, it's correct. Yeah.
So I have to believe that. I have to believe that something that they hold as dear as cacao and cocoa, they would never allow to be genetically modified.
Well, it's kind of their prize when it comes to Venezuela. It's one of their key things. If you go to places like Costa Rica, you know, Jamaica, Colombia, a lot of these places, you're talking about one of the top five world's largest traded commodities. You know, when you're talking about where the Mayans first discovered cocoa.
I was just going to say that people need to realize that there was a period in time amongst the Mayans and other civilizations where cocoa powder itself was used like currency to trade for things.
Absolutely. And that was when cacao was first discovered in 5000 BC, which I like to say before chocolate. You know, it was traded. It wasn't until only 200 years ago, roughly, that somebody in Europe decided to make cacao into a chocolate bar. So it was traded for 7,000 years as just powder.
But people would drink it. They used to have the way they have high tea in the UK, and they have and they go to great expense to have beautiful tea services and so on. They had hot cocoa dispensing kettles and small little cups that were designed just for the cocoa, and that was a big deal at one point in our history.
Absolutely, when Christopher Columbus brought it back to the Queen, it was the thing. It was everybody was, oh my goodness, what is this incredible, you know, food of the gods? You see, theobromine is the chemical inside cocoa that actually is related to the same chemical endorphin that makes you feel like you're falling in love. It's called theobromine. Theobroma is the Greek word for food of the gods. It's the Mayan word for a chocolate tree. It's one of the most romantic things in the world, and it's fantastic. It's just so, there's nothing more luxurious than cocoa. So when it comes to royalty and everything, it was everything.
So if cocoa should not be shiny, if chocolate should not be shiny, because cocoa powder is naturally a matte finish, if you will, dull-looking, then how do they get the shine on there? What do they put? Like, don't they use, like, carnauba wax or something like that?
The larger manufacturers will use the wax. Other places will use a type of a butter, or they'll increase the larger volume of some of the trans fats and stuff that are inside it to give it more of a shine. And those different fats come out to the surface. And my trick, what I do, and I think any good chocolatier as well is going to do the same thing, is if you are doing any chocolate molds, I don't do a lot of molds, but if you do molds, the more you use a mold, the trick is to not actually, you know, hot water rinse it out. You leave that oil in there from each chocolate, and they get shinier and shinier. So what you're doing is you're using that natural cocoa oil to keep a shiny product. So it can be shinier than what mine is, but it does have a shine to it, but it's not, you know, glossy.
I noticed that really cheap chocolate, like the stuff that they will give away to children at Christmas time that are covered with the beautiful foil images of children and, you know, those foil, or even the gelt that they give away around Hanukkah, the gold coins. That chocolate is very waxy. It doesn't really have a flavor. Is that even chocolate?
Well, it's kind of like when people talk about, and I'm going to use Kinder Eggs, for example. Kinder Eggs have very little cocoa to them. What they have a ton of is fat and different types of fillers and things like cocoa butter. Now, cocoa butter, a lot of people think, oh, the cocoa butter is so wonderful. There's no flavor to cocoa butter. Cocoa butter is completely flavorless. The white chocolate, for example, which kills me that people call it chocolate, just because it's got cocoa butter, it's allowed to be called white chocolate. But it's flavorless until you add vanillas and any sort of other stuff you want to flavor enhance it. So kids are getting these flavored chocolates. And a lot of it, if you do read the fine print, it will say chocolate flavor. Like peanut butter cups. I'm not going to say Reese, for example, but there are other people who make a similar product.
Right.
Who, they don't want to label that it's peanut-free and a peanut butter cup, but there's no peanuts in it.
What is chocolate liqueur? I find that in some of the quote-unquote higher-priced chocolates, they have chocolate liqueur in the chocolate itself.
Yeah. Now, France, for example, when we were talking about France earlier, that is the only thing that they will use as opposed to the vegetable or animal-based fat.
Okay.
Now, cocoa liqueur is after it goes through a cocoa mass and it goes through its process, the actual pure cocoa, that liquid cocoa that comes from it, that purest form of cocoa other than as a powder, is cocoa liqueur. There's no alcohol to it. People like to say, oh, I'm going to get drunk off cocoa liqueur. It's not. That's not until you start adding the vodkas and stuff to it.
No, the word liqueur means a distillation and or concentration. It doesn't necessarily mean there's alcohol content.
No, there's no alcohol to it whatsoever. But it's syrupy. It's a type of it turns into a type of syrup.
Right.
And it's very dense. And if you taste it, it's actually a little too rich. Like it's just 100% pure liquid cocoa.
So when they take cacao and make it into cocoa, do they simply just grind the cacao beans up and the powder that is rendered is then cocoa?
Well, no, it goes through, start off from the beginning. It grows in the field. There's going to be the workers that take it. They harvest it. They take a machete. They smack it open. It's all done by hand. There's no machines touching the pods. So they do have to be hand-smashed, hand-cracked. And inside there are the beans. You can have anywhere from 14, maybe 18, 20 beans inside of cacao beans. Those beans go into fields from anywhere from 2 weeks to up to 6-7 weeks, depending on where they're located, closer to the equator or not. You're supposed to be within 10 to 15 degrees of the equator to be able to grow cocoa. Anything outside of that is not natural.
Hmm.
So in that degree variance, what you then do is you have a different amount of sun, and that sun helps to ferment the cocoa into what's more of like a coffee bean, cocoa bean, same sort of process. They put banana leaves over top of it to sometimes speed up the process. And then what it's done is it goes through a pounding, and it goes through like a husking, and then you get cacao nibs, and you get that gets ground down into the cacao, into the powder. Or continuing going through that pounding process, you then will be able to separate the cocoa liqueur from the cocoa powder, and you get cocoa mass.
And cocoa mass is the powder, right?
No, cocoa mass is like a paste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's got the liqueur in it too, so it's still moist.
That's correct.
Yeah. How do they separate the liqueur from the cocoa mass?
It's just a continuing process of just it's like a pressing.
Oh, so they just keep
And like if you were to squeeze oatmeal that's been saturated with water,
yeah,
you just keep squeezing it until eventually it's back to being a dry.
Yeah,
oatmeal.
I got it.
Yeah.
So when you source cocoa powder for your products,
yes,
you exclusively buy from Venezuela, but you would buy from other areas in South America, right?
Ecuador is my backup.
Okay. And
Ecuador has tried to grow Porcelana. Now, Porcelana is the cocoa that I use. The next one I use is called Criollo, and it's only available in Ecuador. And Ecuador has tried to grow Porcelana, but it just won't take. There's just something about Venezuela that it's amazing how just this one area of the world can only grow the Porcelana.
Interesting. And does it take you a long time to get it once you order it, or does it come by air?
What I do is I actually do receive some raw cocoa, and the rest I do send to France for my processing based on my specs, because my milk chocolate, for example, I will have them process it and add certain malts or things like that to my milk chocolate. Uh-huh. Like dark chocolate, I'll add certain vanillas and things, and then it will come to me as what's called a Calais, and then I'll take those Calais, which is like a chocolate chips, and I'll melt them, and then I'll take other ingredients, like I'll spearmint and create a spearmint oil and add it to my cocoa and make like a really nice dark chocolate with spearmint and things like that. So one of the latest things that I've been doing, and I've teamed up with this amazing company here in Toronto called Perfect. And Perfect Nutrition is this wonderful supplement company that manufactures some of the world's best whey protein supplements. They do other products as well, but they're using a 100% New Zealand whey protein. And that New Zealand whey protein we've added to a 100-gram chocolate bar and created 100-gram chocolate bar with 20 grams, well, just 19 grams of protein.
Wow.
With a chocolate bar. Because if you've ever had those protein bars, you try and stomach those with a bottle of water and pound that back, it's tough.
Right.
Not a lot of people can actually get a protein bar down. People will nibble it throughout the day.
Right. Interesting. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Kevin Richards. Stay tuned.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we've dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Kevin Richards about cocoa, cacao, chocolate. It's not all what you think it is. Once again, you have to be informed. You know, I used to love to buy, is it Lindt, L-I-N-D-T?
You got it, yeah.
Okay. So they make a 90 and a 99% cocoa bar that I love because it's got very little sugar in it. So I went to their website during the break, and they're a Swiss chocolatier, and obviously I'm thinking about what you said, that, you know, the Swiss and Belgium and all that sort of stuff, and they have a notice on their website that says, we have complete control on the production chain from bean to premium chocolate. Lindt Sprungli cares about...
part of the company name.
Yeah, cares about... the origins of its raw and packaged materials. Traceability is the key, and sourcing, and an important step towards eliminating the worst forms of child labor. So is it safe for me to assume they're not getting it from the Ivory Coast, or could they still be getting it from the Ivory Coast and just playing dumb?
Well, no, they could be getting it easily from the Ivory Coast and not worrying about child labor, because there are places where they can do ethical, you know, fair trade cocoa from certain parts of Africa where the children won't have their hands on it. And but again, now you're talking about a poor quality substandard cocoa.
Well, but you're also talking about it's still going to be cheaper than buying it from South America.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
so maybe it's not going to be $6.
How much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure the parents will work for as little as the children.
Well, you get a job harvesting cocoa in a place like West Africa, you lose that job, what's your next best job? It's kind of like people in Mexico that are manufacturing cars. You better do a good job, and you better do the job, because if you don't, what's your next best option?
Right. So how do we know? I guess the question is, so what do I do? Do I have to reach out to Lint? I mean, obviously, I can buy from a company like you, and you have a website that will be active this year called FitKat Chocolate, F-I-T-K-A-T Chocolate.
Yeah, I do actually have another company, too, called Theobroma Fine Chocolates, which is where I do my truffles. That company is still up and running. It's Theobroma Fine Chocolates. So chocolates by theobroma.com. And that website is up. This new product is the new FitKatChocolate.com, which is it's just so exciting. It's just so much fun.
Right, because you're taking whey protein and incorporating it into the chocolate blend so that those of us who want more protein in our diet can enjoy our chocolate with more protein in our diet.
Yeah, and I unfortunately, this was so last minute of getting onto the show that I managed to send out the chocolate last week and during the holidays. It is guaranteed arrival for you guys today. I'm looking forward to you trying this product.
I will eat it all before anyone else has a chance to. I can assure you of that.
Well, look at all the health benefits of chocolate. You're doing yourself a favor.
Well, you know, that's my point. The reason we're doing this interview is because industry loves to talk about the health benefits of things. You know, they put 30 milligrams of DHA in a product, and they say now contains omega-3s. It's not enough omega-3s to make a difference, and it doesn't offset the crap and the poor product that you're eating to get it. And so we're being told every day that dark chocolate does this, dark chocolate does that. But you know what? It doesn't do that and doesn't do this if you're buying dark chocolate that is contaminated. We haven't even discussed that. The stuff that's coming from the places where chocolate is not a lifelong tradition, they don't care what gets into the chocolate. They don't care.
No, there's no government monitoring it or anything. No. And you know what? There's people who are the spin doctors, too. Like, I studied in Belgium, and the company that trained me in Belgium has workshops on telling people about how wonderful their Madagascar or Kenyan or wherever else West African Ivory Coast cocoa is. And they're trying to convince people that they're doing all this ethically and whatever else. But what they keep forgetting is, even if you do try to do it ethically, it's poor quality.
Right.
It does not have the flavor.
Well, look. Cocoa. For those of us who like to go to, out west to the vineyards in north of San Francisco, Sonoma Valley, and even all the way as far north as Columbia Valley in Washington, we know that the soil there and the climate there is the reason that the wine tastes so good. I go to vineyards here in Kentucky occasionally because their wines suck. They do all the same things that they do in Napa and in Sonoma. They produce the wines the same way they produce it in Napa and Sonoma. They use all the great care, but the wines all taste like asparagus to me. I don't know why.
It's like in Canada, we have vineyards. In Canada, people are like, you have what in Canada? And the most southern tip of Ontario is on the same latitude line as the most northern tip of California.
Right.
And people think, whoa, I didn't know that. So we have these great wineries in southern Ontario, in Niagara region, that there's Niagara Falls Buffalo, but there's a larger Niagara Falls Canada in Ontario. And that Niagara region produces some of the most amazing ice wines. In fact, there's a company called Inniskillen, which makes the number one ranked in the world Cabernet Franc ice wine, and it is delicious, and the soil is perfect. You know, 2 hours north of there, you get some of the best apple crop in the world. You know, some of the best Macintosh apples in the world come from here in Ontario.
And my point is this.
Soil.
The soil, the climate, the environment. Yeah. You can't reproduce that just because you can take, and they tried this. The guy from Gingrich Hills, I met him.
Yeah.
He took the original vines that he transplanted from France to Yugoslavia, from Yugoslavia to California. He took those vines with him. He could have planted those vines here in Kentucky. It wouldn't be the good wine that he produces in California or that he produced in France or that he produced in Bosnia.
Exactly. And what does that soil mean at the end of the day? It's what it's taking from that soil. So if you're looking based on quality, and not to harp on quality, but quality cocoa will have more antioxidants. It's going to have better everything, better flavanols in the dark chocolate than you would have in the regular dark chocolate from anywhere else. You're talking about improving memory and reducing the risk of Alzheimer's. You know, there's a chemical in cocoa extract called Lovato, and it has been known to reduce and block damage to nerve pathways found in patients with Alzheimer's disease. You know, it's got anti-inflammatory properties. It reduces heart risk. You know, there's so many incredible qualities of it that you're going to want to get the right chocolate, because you start getting these, you know, pounded up, beat, nasty chocolates that just simply don't have the quality. Well, you know, you get what you pay for.
And you probably, and the point that I was getting to is you can taste the difference. Just the way the wine here tastes like asparagus and the wine in Napa tastes really good. The same is true of where the chocolate comes from. You're going to taste whatever is in that soil or whatever is not in that soil is going to change the flavor of the chocolate. That's the reality of it.
And just like GMO, they're going to do things that are going to accelerate the speed in which that crop can also be produced too. So you can reproduce and reproduce and reproduce. And, you know, it's like doing alcohol, and they put an accelerant inside it to try and get that to speed up on its shelf life so you can drink it sooner than letting it, you know, naturally just get better.
Yeah, yeah. Really great discussion. I hope people realize, I hope that people come away from this going, one more thing to worry about. No, you don't have to worry about it. You keep doing what you're doing. Just be aware that if it's really important to you to ask where the chocolate is coming from in your favorite chocolate products. That's it.
Yeah,
just ask.
Absolutely. I'll give you some of the biggest producers. You've got Lindt, you mentioned. There's companies who supply those sort of places like Calibo. Calibo is the world's largest cocoa supplier in the world, and they're out of Belgium. So there's people in Toronto and in New York City and even in Kentucky that say they use Belgian chocolate in their chocolate, even though it's not from Belgium, really. It's processed there. If you go to those websites like Valrhona, Calibo, Lindt, any of those sort of nasty, they'll have it on their websites. If you dig deep enough into the websites, you will find out their point of origin.
Is Nestle's the worst quality chocolate you could buy?
No.
Which is? No. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know if I want to say that, but I know that I wouldn't. There's kids, my kids, for example. I have a daughter named Charlie. She's got quite the palate. Of course, I have a daughter named Charlie. Charlie the chocolate. She just turned 6, and she's got a palate on her. And she was at a birthday party last year, and the parents were all eating truffles, and the kids were getting all this trashy kind of junk chocolate, and she wouldn't eat it. She actually even went up to the truffles that they were eating, and she said, "Can I have one of those?" And they were Lindt truffles, and the woman there said, "Oh, yeah, sure, here, have one of these." And my daughter took a bite, put it back in the wrapper, and handed it to her, and she said, "This isn't very good." And the woman looked at her and said, "Who are you?" And she said, "Oh, that's my dad over there. That's my daddy." And she said, "Oh, chocolate snob."
Yeah, how do you like that? That's pretty cool.
You get to know good things, but, you know, there are some things that need to be organic, like peanut butter, but that's another show I'm sure you'll have. But, you know, there's some things that I just demand are organic in my food, and other things when it comes to cocoa, organic means nothing when I'm looking at my point of origin.
Yeah, yeah. Great, great discussion, Kevin. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. A pleasure.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Also, I want to thank Lee Brown for coming on and talking about his book that I will be applying, actually today when I get off of work, Training for Speed, Agility, and Quickness. It's up at superhumanradio.com. And, of course, thanks to Nick Hawks over at Paleo Treats. They have the best paleo-approved snacks and desserts that you'll ever find. They're delicious. I love them. I miss them. I ate them all already. Elisa's mad at me. So check them out, paleotreats.com. Use the coupon code SHR, all caps, and save 10% off your order. Check them out. And thank you for listening to today's show. It's the first show of 2015. Very exciting. We have lots of good shows planned for the rest of the week. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the program guide. We will be updating it regularly from now on so you can see all the shows that are in the hopper for this week. And make sure you don't miss any. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening.